T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX. And I have, and I think both of us, everybody in this room, has at least some interest in, you know, what happens after somebody dies and getting... getting the body prepared for that. I have lots of questions about it. So we thought today would be a good day to talk to the funeral director at Cutis Funeral Homes and director of Our Redeemer Cemetery in Afton. It is Greg Umfleet with us on KMOX. Greg, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you guys?
Well, I think we're doing okay. And I have to tell you that every person I have ever spoken to who works in a funeral home is always chipper. I don't know what
I
it is.
Agree.
Why is everybody at a funeral home chipper?
You know, just look at what we do for a living, and I tell myself every day, if I'm having a bad day, for instance, if my car doesn't start because of the battery, or just, you know, everyday life things, I'm usually sitting across from somebody that's actually going through one of the worst things that could happen in our lives.
That's a good way to look at it, because, I mean, do you ever just find yourself feeling down, though? Because if you're around it all the time, it can bring you down.
You actually do. I've had this discussion with Mr. Cutis in the past where there's times, I'll be honest, I don't even really care for my job because it's so depressing and it gets you so down. And then I feel really bad that I actually do what I do for a living. And he said there was a time he approached the clergy and had this discussion, and at the end of the day, the clergy said that, you know, it's a service and it actually takes a special person to do, and that's the only way you can look at it, is you're doing a big thing for somebody at a really important time of their family's life.
That is absolutely true. It's a fantastic way to look at it. And I've also wondered about that psychology of doing it, because it does take a particular kind of person. I'm also, and have always wondered what it actually takes for a person to get into this line of work. And for you, I'm wondering, was it an intentional thing? Was it something that it just sort of happened to you by accident?
So it was a little of both. I graduated high school, 17, and I remember my dad sat me down. Now, he at this point was a little older in life. He was born in 1925, had me at 50. I'm the youngest of six. So he's been through the Depression and all that. And he said, have you really decided what you want to do for a living? And at 17, most of us haven't decided that. And he gave me some advice. He said, I lived through the Depression, son. When times get tough, people still die and people eat a lot of pasta. Think about that. So I thought about that, and he was right. I mean, sadly, none of us get out of this world alive. And when times get tough, pasta is kind of, you know, it's a go-to because of the price of that. And one of my summer jobs was at a cemetery cutting grass. A lot of kids don't think about those as summer jobs, but they're great summer jobs. If any young men or women are listening, for high schoolers, those are great summer jobs. And I would see the funeral directors roll in, and back then, these nice Cadillacs and Lincolns, and they were dressed nice. And that was a little appealing to me as well. So it was a combination of those two.
Oh, yeah. You could buy a Cadillac. You become a funeral director and buy a Cadillac.
I mean, business, like you said, you'll never run out of business.
Right.
You never do. Yeah. And, you know, Cutis stays pretty steady. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the funeral home itself, but it is still a family-owned business, three locations, and it's one of the more popular ones, if you have to say the word popular, when it comes to St. Louis funeral homes.
You know, I don't know how it all works, and like just the, you know, the stops along the way. If someone passes away, there's obviously a lot of different ways. Sometimes you picture a grandparent who's lived a very, very full life and passes away, but there are also tragic ways to die. And I guess, so if it is something like, say, a car accident, you know, or something that would be traumatic to the body, are you working directly with a hospital, you know, with kind of dealing with how to handle that if it's not completely intact?
We actually, we do have embalmers that are at the funeral home that when bodies do come in, they may take a day or two, but even if it's something of a bad accident or, you know, where people assume there will not be an open casket, they make it as possible as they can to have that casket open for the family, because that's actually very important for those people to see their loved one last time. So believe it or not, it has to be a pretty bad, tragic for us not to be able to do our job.
Well, I did not realize that. Yeah.
Talking to Greg Umfleet, funeral director at Cutis Funeral Homes. What's the first thing that happens? You know, getting a body prepared for a funeral. I imagine most of them are fairly standard. I mean, you have, you know, I'm sure there are some differences every now and then, but for the most part, I would guess that it's fairly routine, right?
100%. And just like her question before, you know, the majority are, you know, someone's grandma, grandpa, parents. You know, and those are the ones that you always hope everybody has, that loved one that can live to be their 80s or 90s and pass away in their sleep. And that's what most of those are, you know, the cases we handle. But sadly and unfortunate, there's those accidents that happen on a daily basis as well. And those families have to go to a funeral home, you know, also.
Do you think it takes a special person or a certain personality to be in the business that you are, in the sense that you can't be someone who gets creeped out or maybe is superstitious or has other beliefs that would make it difficult for them? Do you find that you have to be a pretty pragmatic person?
Oh, absolutely. And like I've seen, I can tell you, people that have really wanted to be in the business and they quit on their first day because they've seen things that they just really didn't want to see in life. And even, you know, though they thought that this was going to be their career for life, all it takes is that one thing and they're out. Or the other day, or actually yesterday, our funeral home is staffed 24/7. It's still a family-owned business. And it's run just like the family ran this business back in 1910. There's always somebody there. And one of the newer gentlemen, he's been there maybe about 6 months now. He was working overnights one night, and he said, you know, he's doing his job cleaning the funeral home. And one of the embalmers came in, you know, later in the evening, and this man was unaware he was going to. And he said, "Greg, it scared me so much." He said, "You know, I just like left my shoes running down the hallway, you know."
Oh, no.
But I told him, I told him, like I tell everybody, I said, it is not the deceased that you have to be worried about. It's the living that we should be afraid of.
That's exactly
right. Yeah.
So you have you ever had an experience that really made you question it? Like that you really scared the hell out of you?
I haven't, and I'm going to be honest, I've actually slept at the funeral home many nights. I've never seen, you know, ghosts, and I've had people ask me these things. I do personally believe that these things exist. But like I tell everybody, I say that if there was truly a ghost, the last place they want to hang around is the cutest funeral home, because we're not that exciting of people. So I would assume they're haunting their families. They're going somewhere where it's fun for them.
Well, I don't know. I'd say working at a funeral home is, there's something exciting about it. How about whenever you tell somebody, you know, if you ever meet somebody new and they ask, oh, what do you do? And you say, well, I work at a funeral home and I'm a director at a cemetery. What kind of reaction do you get?
Usually they walk away. And I learned that really young, that if I would go to parties, I've been doing this since I was 18. So I learned pretty young that if I would go to parties and mention this, that, you know, this is what I do for a living. I get a couple things. They'll mention that they're going to donate their body, therefore they don't need a funeral director. And then I follow that up with, well, then how are you going to get your body to either slough or wash you, which prompts them to have a conversation that they didn't know. Yeah. They'll say, oh, I didn't know I had to still get a funeral director involved. That, or they just, it seems to weird people out, and they really just don't want to have the conversation with me.
Oh,
that is interesting. Actually, with the donating your body, I also would have just assumed that from the hospital, they just called SLU and said, you can get her now.
I think a lot of folks, when they'll say, hey, Greg, what do you do for a living? And I'll say, oh, I'm a funeral director. It's like, any, you know, you're walking through Walmart and Spectrum wants to talk to you about TV. It's always easy to say, oh, I already have Spectrum. And then they leave you alone. And I think that's kind of their defense. They'll say, I'm donating my body. And at the end of the day, I am not a salesman. I'm not there to try to sell them anything. But I think some people think that, and that's their easy way out. And then I just say, how are you getting there? And then that starts the conversation.
Good luck, buddy.
Well, yeah, you can't drive yourself.
Yeah.
No.
Do you ever have...
And, you know, and I will say probably the weirdest look that I ever did have is when I was dating my wife, Maria. I remember picking her up like on a Friday or a Saturday night to go to Jeff City to retrieve a body to bring back to St. Louis. And I just remember her mom and dad sitting at the doorway watching their poor daughter get in a hearse with this kid. And if I would have to say that, you know, when it comes to looks or anything, that was probably the weirdest look I've ever received in my life.
Why did you? So wait, was this a date or just like I'm doing this? Do you want to go with me?
We're young and she wanted to do something. And I said, well, unfortunately I have to go out of town and pick a body up to bring back to St. Louis. And I would love for you to go with me so I could have company. And, you know, and when you're, you know, 18, 19 years old, I guess it would be kind of a date. I remember on the way out before we got the body, we stopped and had like dinner at Denny's. I think that's all I could afford or something. But I just remember her parents like standing at the doorway. I met them at this point. They knew me, but they're looking like, this is what our daughter's getting herself into.
Do you still take your wife on rides in the hearse?
No, she has no interest in anything like that.
That was it for her?
That's impressive though. That's how you have that was your wife you're talking about, right? That date?
Yeah, that's how you knew she was the one. She was my date, and I knew she was the one, and I think I was trying to impress her. Maybe it did impress her, that she was dating this boy who worked at a funeral home, you know?
When you got married, did you get towels that said his and hers?
Wow.
No, but we did use a limousine from the funeral home. Use limousine at the funeral home. Oh, absolutely, yes.
You'll save money whenever you can, of course.
You know, as we're talking to you, we've talked a lot about the trades over the past year and just essential workers and how you really found out, you know, during the COVID shutdown, who we need to keep our communities, cities, country running. And funeral homes, man, what would we do if we didn't have that? Like, just what you're telling us about, like, you know, picking up bodies, taking care of them, doing all of this stuff. It's a very essential service.
Sure, and during that, I remember my wife mentioned, and she said, I think you're the only person in our subdivision that is getting up every day and still going to work, and that's when I realized that it was needed. And I mean, I knew that before that, but you really realize how necessary this is.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And so also you are the director of a cemetery, the Our Redeemer Cemetery in Afton. My guess is you probably deal with, I mean, you got a lot of families, and it's 99% families coming through to see their loved ones, families and friends. But you probably have a lot of weirdos that break in the middle of the night or do weird stuff because they want to be at a cemetery. Does that happen much?
We do see that. Probably the most, you know, if I could say the oddest thing that I do see is for some reason people want to go in there and take pictures with these headstones, some of the older headstones. And when I mean pictures, I'll look over and see them do it. They're not damaging anything, but they look like maybe a heavy metal band or a rock and roll band or something. And I just kind of laugh at, because I play music myself, and I'm assuming maybe they're just taking a picture for like a photo op or something. But we still leave the gates open there. It's luckily nobody's like tip stones or anything. That stuff you hear about really doesn't happen a whole lot. And a lot of people started utilizing cemeteries as parks during COVID. You remember COVID again when parks shut down.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I actually heard a lady, they were on KC talking about where people are walking, and a lady was on, I was sitting at a cemetery, and she said, I started walking at a cemetery, and then I'm thinking, oh, you're putting this out there, and then the cemetery seemed to get busier and busier, not after that, but just because we were still open.
Yeah. Yeah, people looking for places to go. That makes perfect sense. Well,
yes.
Greg, we enjoyed the conversation today.
Yeah.
Thank you for talking about some of this stuff with us. We could talk for an hour about it. I have a lot of questions, so I might call you back.
Hey, can I just give a cheap plug to my son? It's his 21st birthday.
Yes, happy birthday!
I'll be honest. He actually works at the funeral home. He's going to UMSL to be an educator, and he don't think it's too cool to work there. He definitely don't want to get with his dad. But if I could do that, he's 21, and we only turned 21 once. So
that's tell him to be very careful tonight.
I will. He's going to be with us.
All right.
Good.
Very good. Greg,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
Greg Umfleet, funeral director at Cutis Funeral Homes, director of Our Redeemer Cemetery in Afton. That was a great conversation. This is the Chris and Amy Show. Did You See This? Is next on KMOX.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered.
For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.